A key actor in this network testified to Congress in the early 70s about what was going on with this group. And I think he really gave it away, but like just they didn't care. It's really brazen, frankly. It's Samuel Pisar, who was a lawyer. He's best known now as Anthony Blinken's stepfather, but he was Robert Maxwell's lawyer and very close friend and involved with basically what he said was building up commerce relations between the Eastern Bloc and the Western Bloc during the Cold War. And basically what he argued in the early 70s to Congress is that what was happening was the creation of a trans-ideological corporation that was becoming the de facto power in the world, making the nation state irrelevant. So what he meant by trans-ideological corporation is that it was capitalist Western multinational corporations entering into joint venture with communist state-owned corporations, and that these forces were essentially joining hands and creating a structure of governance that was really running the world, of economic governance. So you see it back then in the early 70s being told to Congress, we're making a sovereign corporation, a SovCorp, that runs everything. And it doesn't matter what national governments do. National governments bow to us. And so I would argue that that's what Epstein was really working for.